On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. As mentioned in the bulletin announcement today, my family and I are preparing for an extended trip to New Zealand. We leave in about 6 weeks, so we're very excited about this upcoming trip. Though we will miss being with all of you here at Hope and worshiping with you here, which Hope has been our church home for the last several years. I found out that there aren't any Lutheran churches in the region of North New Zealand where we'll be living, so I'm sure I'll be getting on the Hope website often to read good Lutheran sermons. So I'll be keeping in touch that way, and we hope to send updates from our family as well. It's probably because we are preparing for a cross-cultural trip of our own that I've been drawn to the traveling that Jesus does in this gospel reading for today. In Luke chapter 17, we're told that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem, and he passed through the region between Samaria and Galilee. I'm not exactly sure what that means, the region between Samaria and Galilee. I've looked at a first century Israel map, and Samaria and Galilee, these two regions, just butt up against each other with just nothing but a thin black line between them. So are we to suppose that there was some kind of buffer zone, a region between that was neither Galilee nor Samaria, but something else? What does this mean, a region between? I know that there are a number of experienced Boundary Waters canoers in this congregation, and so some of you I know, like me, have seen those short white posts in the Boundary Waters that separate the United States from Canada. Those posts that make it very clear there's a line, and you can be on one side of it or the other, in one country or the other. There is no region between there. Isn't that typically how we divide nations or how we divide territories? There's a clear line. At our southern border, of course, many in our country would like to make the separation even more clear. They want to build a wall that would protect the separation, to keep certain people out, but also to make it clear that there is a boundary. Ambiguity when it comes to separating nations can make people feel uncomfortable. Have you ever been in one of those ambiguous places in between? There's no question that it can be awkward, but there's also opportunity for great things too. For example, a few years ago, my wife Kristen and I took a trip with some friends on the Hurtigruten ferry in Norway. Maybe some of you have been on this boat too and traveled the coast of Norway. We went from Bergen all the way up to the Russian border. Upon boarding this boat, we noticed very quickly how many countries were represented there. Each announcement over the loudspeaker was given in 3 or 4 languages. When we sat down for meals, we were likely to be joined by someone whose first language was Norwegian or German or French or Japanese. That could make conversation rather awkward. I remember trying mightily one night to have a conversation using only my limited German, and I failed pretty miserably. At another dinner, my friend did his best to use his limited Norwegian to order his meal, and the waiter responded in perfect English, "I'm sorry, I'm from Spain. I don't speak Norwegian." So yeah, it was a little awkward at times, but also a wonderful opportunity for learning and for building new relationships. Though we were traveling through Norway, there was a sense of being in between nations, too. So maybe it's with this kind of metaphorical understanding that we should imagine where Jesus was when he encountered 10 lepers. Really, it was more about who they were and the circumstances of their lives, these lepers, more than where they were geographically. Rather than just a place they were traveling through, those lepers lived permanently in a kind of in-between space. They were Galileans and Samaritans officially, but those labels no longer meant what they once did now that they found themselves in a leper's colony. These individuals were ostracized from their communities because, with oozing sores, their skin no longer functioned as the distinct boundary that it was expected to be, keeping the outside out and the inside in. They were therefore people who were feared and cast out. Regardless of the physical space in which they stood, they were people without a clear identity, living permanently in an in-between space. A place like that might be a place that many of us would tend to avoid. It lacks clarity and familiar categories. It's uncomfortable. In fact, I'd say that a big reason we typically construct such distinct boundaries when it comes to dividing people based on nationality or race or gender, maybe even religion, is because we have this assumption that in-between places are not only awkward, but dangerous. They threaten our self-understanding and our worldview. And yet the Gospels tell us that Jesus regularly chose to walk directly into such in-between places. He embraced them and the people he found there. Yes, he faced some real danger in doing so. In today's reading, it was not only the possibility of contracting disease, but also that question of how others would react when they found out that he treated Samaritans just like Galileans. Luke tips us off to the particular danger that Jesus faced by reminding us he's on his way to Jerusalem. And those of us who know the story of Jesus knows what awaits him there. Those of us who know the Christian story also know that the reign of God is especially revealed in the in-between places, places of uncertainty and danger, places where it is possible for transformation. Sharing a table with unlikely guests, forgiving debts and asking for forgiveness, engaging the powers on behalf of the oppressed, taking time to understand the experience of one stigmatized by illness. These are all places where God shows up with healing and new life. So that in-between place at the border of Samaria and Galilee, a place of sorrow and exclusion, is precisely the kind of place where we would expect to find Jesus. Perhaps some of you today feel that you yourselves are in a kind of in-between place of one kind or another, maybe in terms of career or health or family or spiritual journey or something else. For you and for every other place in the world made vulnerable by uncertainty and pain, Christ promises to be present and to accompany you with grace and healing. At the end of this story, Jesus says to the one leper who turned back to give thanks, "Get up and go." That is, he says, "There is life for you to live. You are healed." Even more, I think he's saying Since God's story is still unfolding, get up and go be part of it. Like Jesus, go and step across boundaries to share compassion and healing. Go and pay attention to the things that are truly worthy of gratitude and praise. Go and participate in the reign of God. Those words are for us too. They are part of our baptismal call. They are words for Jack and for all of us who have been joined to Christ's boundary-crossing mission in the world. This is a congregation, I know, that responds in many powerful ways to Christ's call to get up and go and be part of God's future and part of Christ's work of healing and reconciliation. I am glad and grateful to be on the journey with you. Amen.